in the limelight.
The Islamic Republic of Iran, which is one of the world's leading countries in medicine, high-tech industries, and other sciences, is ready to share its know-how and technology with African countries. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan, international staff writer. This article is published under the heading Iran's Initiative for Reviving Ties with Africa. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. The Iranian Foreign Minister's trip to African countries heralds a new phase in the Islamic Republic's ties with sub-Saharan Africa, which should help boost economic and political relationships. Hossein Amir Abdullahian, on the first phase of his three-leg trip, visited Muslim-majority Mali, which recently forced the French occupation troops to leave its soil after several years of creating violence and instability. The next phase of his four-day trip took him to Tanzania and Zanzibar in East Africa, which traditionally has enjoyed excellent relations with Iran. His high-ranking political and economic delegation included the representatives of several private sector companies. Recently, Mali had called for an urgent meeting at the UN Security Council to present evidence of France supporting terrorist groups on its soil. France has been a destabilizing force in West Sahara by its interventionist policies in the region and also by arming terrorist and militant groups. With the rise of anti-French sentiments in Mali and several demonstrations against the presence of French military, the ex-colonial force was forced to end its unwanted presence. Abdullahian, during his visit, said both Iran and Mali are of the opinion that instrumental application of terrorism should be set aside and countries be allowed to act independently. The Iranian foreign minister, during his visit to Tanzania, addressing the Iran-Tanzania Business Forum in Dar es Salaam, said, "Tanzania is one of the most important countries in Africa and has always had a special place in Iran's foreign policy. The people and officials of the two countries have a positive view toward each other." The three African nations, that is Mali, Tanzania, and Zanzibar, have all welcomed President Sayed Ebrahim Raisi's efforts to revive Tehran's traditional ties with Africa. There are vast fields for expansion of ties between Iran and the African countries in the commercial, defense, political, cultural, health, and technological fields. This is indeed a good development. It is hoped that other African countries would follow Mali's model and force the French and all other former European colonial forces from their soil. Of course, sub-Saharan Africa ought to be vigilant of American designs, which are also more dangerous and have the poisonous Zionist tail attached to them. The Islamic Republic of Iran, which is one of the world's leading countries in medicine, high-tech industries, and other sciences, is ready to share its know-how and technology with African countries.